time now. Only retreat or surrender or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Good morning, and again, I am Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind coaching and training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. And yes, it is a good morning. Just wanted to let you in on a little bit of how I prepare for the podcast before we get into today's subject. It's Saturday for me, and I get up at around 5:30, do a little meditation, drink some water, and then come in and record the podcast. I start on Friday night looking at the subjects. If there's any subjects submitted, I will look at that. If not, many of the podcasts are based off of mental strength tips that I have put on the blog. So if you want to really get more from the podcast, if you go to the blog post on where this is posted, and you'll see the podcast number, there's a link to the mental strength tip that goes along with it. And in that mental strength tip, there's some verbiage about the topic, and then there are some questions for you to answer. So between the podcast and going back to the mental strength tip itself, you can get a really good virtual coaching session going on. So today, exciting day up here in Bend. We have the Central Oregon CrossFit Games. Just fantastic. Got a couple of members from the box I go to out there participating. I will not be participating this year. I will be out there cheering everybody on. Wanted to talk a little bit today about cause and effect. And this is a huge, huge topic that you could probably have a whole few hour discussion on. When I coach clients, one of the first things I talk to them about is this law of cause and effect and how they act as if. So when we have cause and effect, we kind of know that for every cause, for every action, there is a response. There's something that happens to it. And when we look at our life, we can either be on the effect side of it. That is, we can allow things to happen to us. We can play the victim. We can go, I have no power in it. Or we can be on the cause side. And that is, we can be causing an effect in our life. And I tend to think of this as the effect side as being the victim side, the cause side as being the warrior side. And I know I use terms that maybe shock people, but it's intended to get a rise of emotion out of you so that you will investigate your life, that you will look at it. So when you start looking at your life, which is the effect of the causes, if you don't like what's happening, you need to take responsibility and create the cause, be the cause for the effect that you want. If you are sitting there on the effect side of this equation and saying, I can't get a job, I can't lose weight, I can't get in shape because of, you're on the effect side. When you complain, blame, or justify where you are in life, you are on the effect side of it. You are not taking responsibility for your participation in your life. When you are on the cause side, you are going, I am responsible for everything that happens to me, how I respond to it, and the power to change it. So there are three key parts in that cause. One of them is how you respond to situations. When we have, and people get confused with the difference between responsibility and fault. We're not saying that you are to accept fault or blame for everything, but at some level, you are participating in a dance of life. Whether you are decided to leave the house at a certain time in your car, and you ended up in an intersection where an unfavorable event happened, you decided to do that. Nobody else did, and you need and to take responsibility for it. Now, let's say that unfavorable event was a car crash or a fender bender. Well, then, being at cause is how do you respond to that? You could respond to that in anger and frustration and carry that on for hours and hours and days and weeks, or you can go, wow, this really sucks. Let me take some action. Let me call my insurance company. Let me do this. Let me do that. Or find a good body shop. But you take the action to fix it. And that's where you're responsible. So when you start, if you start leaving the responsibility to the other driver, to the other insurance company, to other things, you are then on the effect side because you are sitting back waiting for people to tell you what to do. When you're at cause, when you act as if you are at cause for everything that happens in your life, it creates a huge shift because then you start taking action towards something. If you, you know, let's just say you want, you need a plumber to come in to your home and get it fixed, and you call the plumber and they say, yep, we'll be there at 10 o'clock. Well, 10:05, 10:06, 10:07, they don't show up. You don't sit around. You call them up saying, are you going to come? Well, if they don't answer, then you call another plumber. You get somebody else in there. You take action. You're at cause for getting the result that you want. You don't sit back and let things happen. The same way with fitness. If you're at cause and you're responsible for your own health, it's up to you to determine what's the appropriate nutrition program for you, what the appropriate exercise program. Yes, you should have a nutrition, certified nutritionist work with you. Yes, you need to be working with a personal trainer, but you're the one that's got to prepare the meals. You're the one that's got to go to the gym. You're the one that has to take the action. You can have a support team around you, but they are not responsible for your success. Only you are. And if you put your success on the shoulders of a doctor, of a personal trainer, of somebody else, you are on the effect side because then that gives you an out to say, oh, it's not my fault. Well, again, we're not saying fault, we're taking responsibility. And when you can step up and look at yourself and say, I am responsible for everything that's happening in my life and I am going to change it, you will begin to see a huge shift in your life. If you don't like where you are in a certain area of your life, it's nobody's fault. It's just the effects of causes. And you can either be, again, on the effect side where you allow things to happen, or you can be at the cause side and make things happen. If you're in a job that you don't like, it's not the boss's fault. It's not anybody else's fault. It's not even a fault, but it's how you perceive it, right? If you don't like it, it's you that doesn't like the job. It's not that the job is not good, because there are probably other people there that have that job that love it. So when you look at that, it's how are you dancing with this job that you don't like? And if it really is something that you don't like, don't complain about it, because when you complain to people who can't do a thing about it, that's just being the victim. You either go to your boss and ask them for a transfer or whatever your issue is with the job, or you look for another job. And then if you come back, well, I don't have this qualifications, I don't have that, well, then you're arguing for your limitations, and then you're playing the victim, and then you're being on the effect side. Do something about it. If you don't like where you are in your life, be the cause to change it. Whether it's, again, relationships. If you're in a relationship that's not working out well, the first thing is, how are you participating in the demise of that relationship? What are you doing? What are you not doing? What are the acts that you're doing? What are the thoughts that you are thinking? What are the actions that you're doing to create a demise in that relationship? If it's health and fitness? What is your participation or lack of participation? And yes, there can be 1,000 excuses. Oh, I have my family I have to tend to. I have to this I have to tend to. That's being on the effect side. It's not taking control of your health and fitness. If it's finances, well, I can't get a job. I can't do this. The economy's bad. That's, you can find something to do. You can become an entrepreneur. You can create an ebook. There are many ways. It may not give you the money that you want right now, but you're taking action. You're being the cause of an effect. And when you can start taking action and become and causing an effect, you are in control of your life. So many of us have relinquished control of our life to the government, to other individuals out there, that we feel that we have no power. And when we can take back our personal power and start to act from now, so now is the only place of power. It's the only place that we can create anything. It's the only place that we can manifest what we want. And when we can take back our personal power, we can move from now to create the future that we want. But if we have given our personal power away to doctors, to lawyers, to government, to corporations, to bosses, to our spouses, to our kids, to our pets, when we give our power away to all of these things, then we sit down and go, my life sucks and I can't do a thing about it. And that's just playing the victim. And that is not the way to live. We were put on this earth to live a great, great, magnificent life. We need to move all of us over to the cause side, to the warrior side, so that we can start to create the life that we were born to live. And not let others tell us how to live our life, because that is only their opinion. But they're not living our life, only you are. So, my challenge for you this week, to pick one area of your life and act as if, for the whole week, act as if you are responsible for 100% of the results that you get in that area. If it's, again, health and fitness, act as if you are 100% responsible. That would mean that you get to the gym every day that you can. When I say you can, it should be every day, because if you're using excuses to not get to the gym, again, that is the effect side. Get up at 4 o'clock, get up at 5 o'clock, go in at 10 o'clock at night. There are ways to do it. And when you start saying you can't, you are then relinquishing your power. So pick an area of your life and act as if you have 100% responsibility for all the results. And you will see a tremendous, tremendous difference in your mindset. So, hope that was a little bit of inspiration to get you to take a look at your life, even at a deeper level. If you like the topic, or if you would like to provide some feedback on the topic, or perhaps send a suggestion for another topic, please do so at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog, and you can look for the Contact Me tab and send me either a note or a voice message. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon, you will be.